Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Refuas Ris Victoria Vastil Ravida, Yechem Fegelas Michael Dispasia, Eli Nishmas, Herat David Yitzchok, Ben Akiva Yehuda, Maris Esther Bas Rav Shmuel, the Gemara in Meseches of Mitzia and Daf Ayin Beis Omer Aleph says, Tanu Rabbonon, Shtar Shekasuv by Ribis, you have a shtar in which Ribis is written into the shtar. It says, Pliny, Lava mi Pliny, Mone beribis kach vekach, that's man Pliny. Koinsen oiso, so you give a knas to the malve, Vein a goy veloyes hakeren, veloyes haribis. And he cannot collect neither the keren nor the ribis. Divre Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir's opinion. You give the malve knas, he collects neither the keren nor the ribis, neither the principal nor the interest. The Chachamim Oimrim, Goyve es HaKeren, Ve'enoi Goyve es HaRibis. He collects the Keren, and he cannot collect the Ribis. V'maikom Niflegi, what's the Machlekes here? Rabbi Meir Sobar Kansinan Hetera Mishum Yisura. Rabbi Meir learns that we give a Knas to the Chote, that he should be Mafsid the Keren, that it was fitting for him to take beheter because of the ribis. So we penalize the heter because of the iser, because he wanted to do an iser. So we penalize him also on the heter. That's Shitas Rabbi Meir. Rabbonin Savri, lo kansin in heter mishum isur. And the Chachamim hold that we don't penalize him because of the heter. For the heter, because of the iser, Rashi, shtar sheyesh bo ribis, shekosu bo ploni lav mi ploni mana bo ribis kach v'kach v'zman ploni. So as we said before, that's what's written in the shtar, that ploni borrowed from ploni and mana with ribis, such and such amount of ribis for such and such a time. So we see from this gemara that it's a shtar kosher mitoi raisa, and therefore, according to the rabbis, you can be goyve with this shtar, you can collect the ribis with this shtar, you can collect the keren with this shtar, and midoy raisa, rabbi sold you midoy rabbanan, you can collect. And Rabbi Meir says, midoy raisa, it's okay, midoy rabbanan, we don't allow him to collect because of a knas. So, the kule alma, it's doy raisa. Tesvis, in Dibur HaMaschil, Shtar asked the following question. Teme. Madua be'emet de'amai ein ha'edim psulim kevin de'oivrin aloi sisimun. Avo pi shein marvichim yesh lan lifso. Madua bemet edei ashtar inam psulim. Shereim ovrim alav shaloi sisimun. They're also involved in the law of the Eidim. Vomnam him inam marvichim klum meisur ze, avo mikol makom, yesh ledamois, yesh lan liposel. Even though they're not earning anything from this Eidus, they still should become puzzle. Midi dehave avarian oichel nevelos lahachis. It should be like an avarian who eats nevelos lahachis to get Hashem angry. The kaimelam kabai the puzzle. As ishla damotam the mumar oichel nevelot lahachis shana poskin kabaye. Mesechet Sanhedrin shavu pi sheino nene meisuro mikol makom mimsal leidut. Ukmo ken yesh lefsol et eidim halalu. So we should pass in these eidim. Vod loy chashiv u bepelik ze boirer hochinami loy chashiv loyve. Loy bechamar ve abo beribis. Don't bring a raya from Sanhedrin that enumerates the psul and ledus, and it doesn't enumerate the edim achasumim al shtal shel ribis. And you want to say that they're not pasul because the it doesn't enumerate there in Sanhedrin. This is in Chovdal Amid Beis. It doesn't talk about the loive. And we know that the loive is pasul. So there, when it says malvis pasul ledus. Kalul bazeh, the malvis pasuleidus, the loivis pasuleidus, and the edim apsuleidus. Vein lefareshem dubal kan sharibit, einam mefureshet pashtar, ela ketuv stam ploni lechayev ploni maneh, vekalot eschum akerenim haribis, vachein edim lo yadu sheish ribis pashtar. Don't say that we're talking about where the edim don't know. In other words, it just says that ploni owes the other guy $1,000, but he only borrowed $500. But it doesn't say anything about him. It doesn't say anything about the fact that there's ribis. So maybe the Aiden don't know. Don't say that. Why not? Shabbat Gemara b'samuch Amar Rabbi Yochanan shegam adas chachamim shtar yechov mukdam b'psulim legamre me'achasha sheyegbu mehem amom mizman amukdam nomshom shalom furash b'shtar shezor azman amukdam v'imkam b'shtar shal ribis medubar sheribit eina nekeret v'yidua. גם לדעת חכמים נגזור שלא יגבה את הקרן מהחשש שיבוא לגבות את הריבית שאינה ניכרת. So we see weiter in the Gemara that שטר חוב מוקדם is possible לגמרי, that there's an earlier date. Why? Because he might collect from the lekuchos who bought at an earlier date. And why is it possible? Because it's not mafurish that it's an earlier date. Like the Gemara says, "Shtar yichov muktam impsulim." And Rabbi Yochanan says, "Afilu tem rabbonon." Even if you hold it's the rabbis, we don't can't make a knas. Gzeira shema yigba bo mizman rishon. זאת אומרת, קרקעות שנמכו אחרי התאריך המוקדם. מה שאין כן, בשטר שהריבס מפורש, as if the ribis is מפורש, so the malve can't taina, that the whole סכום is קרן, so there is no reason to make a gzera of heter atu iser. So there, but the chachamim said, the shtar is kosher, and he can be gover the קרן, because it's מפורש. But shtar muktam, where it's not mafurish, there the rabbis pasul the shtar because he's going to come and collect from an earlier buyer. Right, when you borrow money, you don't return it, so then everything you sold after that, the malva can come and collect. So if it's not mafurish in the shtar that it's a shtar muktam, the malva will come and collect from people who bought before the actual loan. So it's not a davar yadua. So therefore the rabbis pass of the shtar. Mashen came when it comes to ribis, the ribis is written into the shtar. In the mele, the rabbis don't make a gzera that it's clear what's ribis. The rabbis don't make a gzera to not allow you to collect the heter, the keren, because of the ribis. But if it's not known that it's ribis, then the rabbis should have made a gzera that a shtar with ribis is also a pasul. They don't. So it must be talking about a case. The ribis is mafurish in the shtar, so the Edom do know about it. So again, we have a problem. The Edom know about it. Why don't we pass the Edom? וגם אין לומר שמת מדובר שהריבית מפורשת בשטר, ועדרה במחמת שהיא מפורשת, maybe the Edom aren't over on Los Simon. Because the Edom know that the Beis Din won't collect ribis. They're not causing any isser. And therefore the shtar is kosher. And that it says later on in the Mishnah that the Edom over on Losa Simon is in a case where the ribis isn't clear and refurish in the shtar. Just the Edom know that there's ribis. And there they're over because then it's going to be, he's going to collect ribis because of them. But if it's known that it's ribis, then no ribis is going to be collected and they're not over. ואין אומר נעמי די כיוון שהריבית מפורשת בשטר אין ידים עוברים על אות הסימון, כיוון די יודעים מהידין די בית דין לא יגבו על ידם ריבית ולא כן השטר כשר, ועוד את נעמי מתנית די ידין עוברים על, היינו, כשניכר הריבית בשטר ויודעים ידים שיש בו ריבית, that's what we just said outside, you can't say that since the ribis is explicit in the shtar. The ידים aren't over on los הסימון, the ידים are בסדר, because I know the Beis Din isn't going to collect, and therefore the shtar is kosher, and not that it says ידים are over. Is where the ribis isn't clear, and therefore the yishtar is going to be used to collect ribis. The haishtar agufi amrinu meperek haminich uperek hamocher perot. The mishat ktiva vidlei shuma. Lami yefshol omar at zeh. Ki al shtar kazeh, sheyesh bo ribit, and such a shtar that has ribis, we say in bov kamen, in bov basre, shemishat ktiva. In the time of the writing, the Isser of Simas Ribis already starts. In other words, they're oiver be'isser afal shtar shaharibit miforeshet bo. Why? Because the Isser is talui in the Simas Haribis, lo se simon olav neshech, and not in the gviya befoya. So you want to say that the Edom are oiver only when it's not nicker. When the Ribis is a nicker, because they know that it's going to be used to collect. That's why the Edom are over on Los Simon, because it's going to be used to collect ribis, and it's talking where the ribis is a nicker. And the answer is no. Because on a shtar that has ribis, they're over Mishas Ksiva. So it's the Etzem Simas HaRibis, not the fact that it's going to be collected. So they're over, even if the ribis is mefurish bo, and they're not going to collect with it, because the etzim simas haribis is the problem. Just placing ribis. So this is a big problem. Big problemo. Why then don't we passel the Edom? We should passel the Edom. We should passel the Edom on a shtar that has ribis and make it nalke d'oraisa. And the ribis is mefurish. They know what they're doing. They're bad Edom. Passel Edom. ויש לו אמר, עונים תוספות, תאירי הכה בריבית רבנן, לא מסדר רבנן, כאילו שמביך עם כלום, אף פישה ברד אורייתא ונפסלים. מדובר כאן בריבית האסורה רק מדרבנן, וכגון הלוות שעה בשעה, או ריבית של מקח וממקר, if it's saw בשעה, I'll give you a saw, you'll be back a saw later, it'll be with more, or it's not a real, it's in business. It's a ribis shel mekach u'memkar. It's done in the course of a business transaction, of a sale. Not in a loan. So such a ribis is only derabbanan. Since they're not earning anything, even though in an aveir deraisa, if they're not earning anything, they're pasul. But in aveir derabbanan, since they're not earning anything, they're not pasul. Inami afilu ribis deraisa ish lahakshir. So the other teretz is, another teretz Tosis gives is, maybe people don't realize that if I'm an aid, that I'm being over on the Yisr of Ribis, so we don't passel them as aidim because they don't realize they're being over on an Yisr, just like Le Sachmod. In she, a person's not over on rib, on a person's not possible this when he's over on Los Sachmud, because people don't think that you're over, because Los Sachmud, in she, below Dmei Mashmalu. Halam she, Mashma, she, Isur, Urak, she, Mchomdim, Davar, Mabli, Lashalayim, Alav, Damim. Mishum kach, mi sheish birshuto pikadon, vetuen she, Mugnav, O Nevad, vurotze lashalem, velo li shava, shuat, Hashomrim, לדעת רבו למשמיעים אותו שבועות ורבנם שחפץ אינו ברשותו השם נתן תנב וחפץ ומשאיר אותו אצלו מה ראש אינצן שאין לומר שהגמרא אומרת, שאין לומר שפסול לשבוע, כיוון שעבר לא תחמור, what happens? This guy has a pikadon, and he wants to take a שבוע. That it was nignav or nevad. So maybe we should pass on him. He's over on Los Achmod. But he's willing to pay, but he's over on Los Achmod. He's going to keep the object by him. How can we believe him? How can he be believing the Shvuah? And the answer is, people don't think they're over on Los Achmod if they're paying. So since that person is planning to pay, he doesn't want to be over an Isser and he's not possible the Shvuah. Here too, people don't realize they're being over an Isser. And they're Eidim, and therefore they're Kosher Eidim. That's Tosfos. The Ramban, so in other words, Tosfos is bothered why the Eidim are Neman, and they answer what Tosfos answers. The Ramban brings the Teirutzim of Tosfos, and the Ramban, like Tzi, his own Teretz. ולי נראה דבר ריבס דוי רייס אמר ובעלוי ואורב אידם כולם נפסולם ואורב שאין הריבס מפורש אס בשטר. ובואו שניים ואומרו כסב יודם הוא זה אבל ריבס הוי השם ולא יודו הם רואים צוני מחמס נפושס וכן עם עצמן שאמרו במקום שאין כסב יודם יצא עם מקום אחר כסב ידינו הוא זה אבל הנוסים ליחסנו ריבס מה שחוי ואומר שם ריבס אינו פרשס בשטר נהם את זה לשם יגבי עשר ריבס כדאמין את שם יגבי מזמן ראשון אינו מחרס etc. In other words, Tos, according to the Ramban, it's talking about where ribis is not written lahedji on the shtar, and Tosis tries to prove from the sugya that that can't be the case. It has to be where they know about the ribis. And the Ramban, which I didn't read out, proves that it's not true. No raya from the sugya. And the Maisa, it's talking about a case where the ribis is written lahedji on the shtar. Where the ribis is not written lahedji on the shtar, and since the ribis isn't written on the shtar, they're not posel lahedis. That's the Ramban. The Ktsois is miyashiv al pishitas haRambam. The Perek Yud mehilchas eidus halacha beis. Ezu Rosho, Kol Sheover Aver Shechemin Leh Malka Zehu Rosho Pasol. Sherei HaTorah Korah Lemechui Yav Malkas Rosho, Shenemar Vayorin Bin Hako Yisro Rosho. Vein Tzorech Lom Mechui Yav Mises Bezin Shehu Pasol, Shenemar Asher Hu Rosho Lomus. In other words, a Rosho, who's Pasol Le'edus, is a Rosho who's Mechui Yav Malkas on Misa. כל שעבר עבר שם עליה מלכה זהו ראש של הפסל. ואין צריך לומר מחויב מיסס בייזן שהוא פסל. What's a Russia? Malkus or Mrs. Bezdin? So, when they sign the shtar, they're Malkus? No. So they're not nechshavim, they're not considered Rishoyim to pasul them for Eidus. Why are they not considered Rishoyim? They're not considered Rishon to pass on them for Eidus. Because they don't get Malkus for signing falsely, for signing this Ribbis Shtar. They don't get Malkus. And therefore they're not Pasul Eidus, therefore their Kosher Shtar is Kosher Darais. Ayin Shom B'divrei HaKtzois. ויש חוקים בזה והוא מפלפל בדבריהם אוי כסף הקצויס וביקר הקושי שיקשו טויס בכל הראשונים די דמסולים that טויסוס and all the ראשונים talk about אי דמסולים they ask why aren't the אי דמפוסל נראה לי אשר לפי מה שיקשו הטויסוס פרק כמה דחולים Gabi Sheikhi Bishabis Chitasek Sheiro. Davin Mumilchal Shabbos Vishitas Upsulo. Please ask 1 second. Somebody Shechs and Shabbos is Shechitas Kosher. Fractosis, how's his Shechita Kosher? He's a Mummer!
He said, "Mamar lechal Shabbos, clean this pasul." The Taisa's answer is, "But pamach is loving mamar. One time he doesn't become a mamar." Garan mechidushim sham kasev zoktes. Sheinas mamar ad gmar shchite. Vein shem mamar ala vel me oisu shchite ba'ilach. Right, the demon doing a pair of coins of this, but not do I burn a damn shrita, shen away, shme shrita, shakat mishin lashulcha. Lashulchani, shen ila, but it's a little him, chai, mishin moise, let's be noi. You may see the shrita, shen ya shrita, smum rave. Am I mechai the rabbonon, vein shrita klal, ela mifi rabalmo. Ela vadai, shen shen mum rolo, vela meis shrita vaila. The Ran says, that since he only becomes a mummer at the Gemar Shchita, he only has a shame mummer for that Shchita and on. And that's why the rabbis hold that if somebody shechts the second Shchita for Avodah Zarah, he's over and also has Beno, even if he holds Shchita Shein Uriya. Shmei Shchita, that is Shchita, that's not royal for Shchita, it's called Shchita. But if he shechts for Avodah Zarah, that's not called Shchita. That's called Mechira Ba'alma. That's nothing. So how are you over on Osav Ez Beno if you shecht the second Shchita, Osav Ez Beno, it's just your Mechat, so the second Shchita of Osav Ez Beno, if he does it for Avodah Zarah, how is he over on Osav Ez Beno? It's not Shchita, it's Mechira. The answer is, he's only a mummer after the Shechita. Yom kei nirdu adin ahi nami, kevim dem b'mal v'al peh, lo avri o eidim al eis ha-simun, kevim dem shalo asli l'day gvi avlo avri, al davka b'eidus shebishtar avri, kom shem estach gua mea rosh, simin kuf samach b'eiz, o'en shem shalom melech ha-nizka d'ochir, m'diray mordech ha-per geiz v'neshe, dem lo peh lo avri lo simun al avri lo eis ha-simun, yom kei kevim dem lo avri, el b'shas chasim osun, so here also, because maybe it won't be collected. And Eidus Shebishtar, they're over. But when are they over? They're only over after their chasima. They have to do the chasima. In other words, if milval peh, they were over, they were edim, so then why do you say they're only over on after the chasima? Just like when they're over on milval peh, they're also over when they're made on the shtar, the very chasima they're over. But milval peh, they're not over. They're only over when they're chosim. And that's only after the chasima. When do they become pasul? After they conclude their chasima, then they become pasul. Just like after the shechita, Rabbi Dezara, after the shechita on Shabbos, the person's pasul. B'shas ma'isa, they're not pasul. So that's the teretz of the ktsos. Problem is, the Ran himself, who says this chiddush of only becoming pasul after the chasima, asks this kasha: how come the in our sugya, how come the edim are not are kasher? And he doesn't give this teretz. Why not? Why do we need the ktsos to say based on the Ran, based on the yisod of the Ran, the Eidim are kosher, because he's only Patzal after the Chasima. Excuse me. The Ran himself doesn't give this teretz in our sugya. Such a good teretz, wouldn't the Ran say it himself? I would think so. So it must be that we have to be mechalei between mummer. You only become a mummer afterwards. Whereas Patzal Eidis, you're already Patzal Eidis b'shas ha-chasima. And therefore, the Ran doesn't give this teretz. So, what's the chiluk? So, Hagoyin Hatzadik, Rabbi Shaul Miller, was a very, very choshev Talmud Chacham. was in America, then in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh. Ah, he died so young. And he has a beautiful, beautiful sefer called the Bakei Shalom V'Radfeu above Metzia. We've already had numerous shiurim based in the sefer. Beautiful, beautiful sefer. It's sad that he's not here anymore. Any event, he says the following chiluk, that by psul mumer, his psul is because he loses kedushas Yisrael. That's the psul mumer. And with this we can say that when is the kedushas Yisrael poikea? Not because the etzem ha-maisa ha-machshavai selamun, but because of this maisa, this shows that he's throwing from upon himself the yoke of kiyum Torah mitzvahs. Shebemaisa munachas prikas all Torah mitzvahs. Mikano lahabu. And therefore his psul is only mikano lahabu. It's not the etzem maisa that passes him. The fact that he's being a pyrek all. So it could be that only after he does this maisa, there's a prikas all. Mikano lahabu. He's showing that from here on in, I'm out. After this, I'm out. This is my maisa to show that I'm being pyrek all. But by Eidim, their psul is not because of the future. A mummer becomes a mummer when he's pyrek all Torah mitzvah. So when he does a maisa of mummers like shechting on Shabbos, he's saying in the future, I'm out. But that's in Shechita's kosher now. But by Eidim, the psul isn't Nachmas HaAsid. Rather, the Torah passes Ladam Rasha LeEidus. And if he has a shame Rasha, he's Pasul. So we can say that since when he finishes signing, this is going to be the signature of a Rasha. So he's already considered a Rosh who's over on Nisr. The Chasima was a Chasima of an Eid Rosha. And an Eid Rosh is Pasal Eidus. By putting aside the Teretz of the Rambam, that, based on the Rambam, that he's not Chayiv Malkus. Even if you don't say that, he's a Rosha. He's already a Rosha with the Etzem Chasima. The Etzem Chasima is a Chasima of a Rosha. It's a signature of a Rosha. So at the end, he's going to be a Rasha for signing this. So Memela, since the Chasim is the Chasim of a Rasha, he is an apostle. So the Ran had to say other Teirutzim why he's not apostle. Hashem came Mumer, maybe a Mumer is only after the fact. So obviously, Yesh Harbe Malafal Pel Ben Yanazim. And hopefully we'll revisit this. I just, over Shabbos, I was walking to Meiriv and I said to myself, oh boy, I have to learn something from the from Rav Miller. Should be an Ilui for his neshama, and definitely give us food for thought. So please stay tuned for more on this sugya and more from this amazing sefer. And thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.